I can only confirm to you that, yes, the summit will be held in Dar es Salaam under the chairmanship of the President Jakaya Mrisho Kikwete, the Tanzanian president. It will basically, deliberate on the report of the chair of the Minister's Council, who went on a fact-finding mission in Burundi. So basically, the meeting is expected to assess the situation in Burundi and possibly come up with a roadmap on how best to resolve the standoff.
Some people have expressed concern, including civil society groups, saying that the regional leaders must act now before the situation degenerates into worsening violence and possible ethnic cleansing or genocide. What do you say to such concerns?
Well, you must also remember that even the heads of state, when they met 2 weeks ago, they also expressed deep concern with the escalating violence in Burundi. And so it's not new. And when they meet, they will definitely do the same. But the most important aspect is that we are only seeing that the way forward in resolving the conflict in Burundi is for the warring parties to come to terms to reject violence as a move to, you know, to demand whatever they demand in Burundi. So we don't expect the heads of state to come up with standing care if the two warring parties in Burundi are not willing at all, you know, to set aside and say violence no more.
Are there any indications that President Nkurunziza will attend this meeting, looking at the fact that the last time he attended, there was an attempted coup behind him? Are there indications that he would attend this time?
This is the EAC meeting, and it is a summit that involves all the heads of state. So the Burundian president, as one of the heads of state in the EAC, would most likely be one of them because it is a summit for heads of state.
What should the people of Burundi expect from these leaders in the East African community, especially when the situation appears to be rather tense? There has been a bomb blast yesterday. Commissioners of the Electoral Commission have resigned and crossed the border to neighboring Rwanda. Among the lots of refugees that are also trooping into Tanzania, Rwanda, and Uganda, for that matter.
Well, first we must say that the heads of state provided a roadmap that has to be followed by the two warring parties in Burundi. And so we expect possibly that the heads of state would, strengthen and possibly say in a more, high tone, to ensure that there's no more killing, but also that the warring parties respect the constitution of Burundi, because that's the only solution to the Burundi crisis. If anybody would claim that he is right, and the other party also claims that he's right. And if it is not within the mandate of the Burundian constitution, and it is not within the framework of the Burundi legal base, there won't be peace in Burundi. And even if you have heads of state meeting many times.